Morning, Josh.
Good morning.
Talked to a couple of the, great, thanks. Talked to a couple of the offensive linemen after the game, and, you know, sort of in general terms, they were pleased with the way they played, but they wanted to see the game film before sort of answering specifically. So what did the game film show as far as how the offensive line played?
Well, we made a big point of emphasis this week of anytime you play a team for the second time, you have an opportunity to try to improve on some things that you saw from the first game. And we just played Miami a month ago, and we talked about being able to run the football a little bit more consistently, trying to protect the quarterback and clean the pocket out a little bit more than what we had in the first game, and really made a strong point of emphasis on converting in our short yardage and goal line situations as well. And and I really thought that the line did a nice job yesterday of establishing a physical presence on the line of scrimmage and really allowing us to run the football, throw it from the pocket, maintained our balance throughout the game, and then really helped us convert in those two short yardage opportunities that we had yesterday, and then scoring twice on the goal line, running the football in, is always a good sign. So all in all, I think they really played well as a group and as a unit, and really helped us throughout the entire game, in every aspect.
It seemed like maybe early on in the game, and it kind of seemed like you almost, I don't want to say two different offenses, but you kind of going back and forth between personnel groups. The first one that you started out with Rob and Aaron on the field, and then you, with Woody, I think it was as well, and then I think you kind of flipped back and forth with other groups that kind of had Human and Daniel Fells and Steven in there. Was that, were those sort of different emphasis when you had those two groups in there, or was it just mixing and matching like you guys kind of always do?
We got contributions really from all of our skilled players yesterday, and you're right, we played all the tight ends in different ways, and the backs we also rotated in there with all the different groups of tight ends as well. I know that Ridley, for example, was in there on the first scoring drive there that was only two plays, but Rob and Aaron were on the field with Steven, and then there was some times where Danny was out there with Fells and Human, or one of them at least, in some of those three receiver sets. So we just knew going into the game that we were going to go in there and try to utilize the strengths of the players that we had at the game, and try to go ahead and get them all involved in doing some of the things that they can do well for us. And I thought that we had positive contributions from all of them, but there was no preset, plan. These groups are together and those groups are together. We were just kind of doing what we normally do and putting each guy in hopefully the best position to be successful.
I know we sometimes, sort of overvalue statistics, but I did see that in the 12 wins this year, you guys have gone over 100 yards rushing. And the 4 losses this year, you guys were under 100 yards rushing. Does that reinforce balance? Is that to say that the running game spins the wheels for this offense? Or do you make anything of that statistic?
I don't really, pay too much attention to the statistical part of it, because I think a lot of times that is, there could be some chicken in the egg there.
Right.
If you're winning or you play well early and you get ahead and you have success in one area of the game, then it usually allows you to maintain your balance. If you, happen to fall behind or, are struggling in one area of the game and have to move it a different way, whether that be run or pass, because there's been games where we haven't really been as efficient in the passing game either and maybe had more success running the football, throughout the course of the season. I can remember one or two games that were that way too. So, I think that our overall goal is to try to be productive and balanced at the same time with both the run and the passing game. And certainly we're a better offense and a better team when we could do that.
With Gronk returning last night, it seemed like he was favoring that left arm quite a bit. Did you feel like it hampered him? And just overall, how do you feel like he did, knocking some of that rust off, I guess, with Duche?
I think it was great to have him out there. You know, I mean, anybody coming off of, you know, any injury has to go through that process and get out there and play and, you know, go through it for the first time. And I thought Rob did a good job of, we knew what his role in the game was going to be. It wasn't going to be as extensive as maybe some other games. And so, you know, he did his job that we asked him to do and, you know, and carried out his assignments. And I thought that, you know, all in all, it was a fairly productive day and also an opportunity for him to get out there and get his legs back and, you know, get into a game and hear the communication and the tempo and the pace and all the different things that happen when you haven't played in over a month. So, you know, hopefully we'll be able to build off that this week and next week and have him ready to you know, to get back into his role then, you know, hopefully in the first playoff game.
I wanted to ask you about Danny Woodhead, Josh. To my untrained eye, it seems like every time you have a play for him, it ends up being a positive one. I just can't remember too many negative plays, if any, when you call on him. Sort of how vital is he to your offense when he's used that way? And is he a guy that might be maybe not inside that building, but outside is underappreciated?
Danny is as consistent of a worker as we have, and he comes into the building every day and really does a great job of studying the opponent, studies his game plan and his role in it, knows really more than his responsibility on every play, which is, I think, a valuable asset to have. He does a great job of you know, carrying out his assignment. I think he's a dependable player, and I think that's a great word, you know, to use for any. If you can use that word about any player, I think that's a great thing for your team and certainly for our offense. And Danny is unselfish. He goes in when he's told to go in and does his job to the best of his ability every single play that he's out there. And usually the results are very positive for us. So, you know, we certainly got contributions from him yesterday that helped us in the game, and we'll look forward to that going down the road here.
Anyone asked you about opportunities to perhaps move back into a head coaching capacity? And if not?
No, nobody has.
All right, here comes me with that. obviously, it's the height of your profession is to have your own team and to be a head coach. I know that you're focused on upcoming playoff opponents. You've dealt with it previously. Is it difficult to keep two different balls in the air if teams do express interest?
You know, here's what I'll say about that. I'm thrilled to be back here. And came back here for, you know, all the right reasons to learn and to get better as a coach, to work in an organization that I really have a great deal of respect and appreciation for. I'm happy here. My family's happy here. And, you know, we're excited about, you know, what's ahead of us here in the playoffs. And, you know, and to talk about any other opportunities at this point is, to me, you know, irrelevant because I'm totally focused on this season and what this season holds and couldn't be more excited to be here and be a New England Patriot and try to do the best job that I can with the title that I have now.
One follow-up, and it's a general one. If the occasion ever came to pass where you did down the road or in the near future get an opportunity to be a head coach again, how much better equipped might you be with all you've learned since, say, 2009?
Well, I think that every opportunity that you have, and that certainly I've gone through, since I started a long time ago in 2001 here, has been a learning experience for me. And, you know, there's certainly going to be mistakes along the way in every role that you hold. And that you have an opportunity to work in. And I think as long as you can go through that process and try to get better from each mistake you make or each positive, you know, result that you get. There's always something to learn from those things and try to make you a better coach, a better leader, a better teacher, a better person, a better communicator, a better staff member. And, you know, hopefully that's what I've tried to do with all of my experiences, including the ones that I've recently had that weren't here in New England. So, you know, I hope every day that I'm better than I was the day before, and every year I can say the same thing. And so hopefully going forward in any role that I have, I want to be as good as I can be for that organization that I'm working for. And like I said, I couldn't be more happy to be here in New England.
Thanks a lot.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Josh. Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.